This is Mighty John Marshall with This Day in Rock and Roll History on Downtown with Rich Kimball. On this day, February 2nd, 2009, 50 years after Buddy Holly, Richie Valens, and the Big Bopper played their final gig at the Surf Ballroom in Clear Lake, Iowa, the day the music died became the day the music went on and on. A tribute concert at the original Surf raved on for 6 hours with a lineup of rock acts that included Graham Nash, Los Lobos, Los Lonely Boys, Wanda Jackson, Delbert McClinton, Joe Eli, Peter and Gordon, Dave Mason, Bobby V, and Holly's original bandmates, the Crickets. On this day in 2007, 67-year-old Billy Henderson of the Spinners passes away from complications of diabetes. The group placed 18 songs on Billboard's Top 40, including 7 Top 10 hits. On this day in 1985, I Want to Know What Love Is by Foreigner begins a 2-week run at number 1 on the Billboard Hot 100. On this day in 1974, Barbra Streisand's The Way We Were tops the Billboard Hit Parade, becoming her first number one song. It would go on to win an Academy Award and Golden Globe Award for Best Original Song. On this day in 1973, The Midnight Special premieres on NBC with Helen Reddy as host. Wolfman Jack would later take over for an 8.5-year run. On this day in 1969, Yoko Ono divorces her first husband, Tony Cox, paving the way for a marriage to John Lennon 6 weeks later. And on this day, February 2nd, 1964, a song publisher offers a $1,000 reward to anyone who can find suggestive lyrics in one of rock's most iconic hits. Who's the publisher? What's the song? And what band made it famous or infamous, depending on your interpretation of the lyrics? The answer's right after this.
Dunnett Incorporated is a family-owned business that's been serving the people of Central Maine since 1948, offering the best in appliances and mattresses from brands you know and trust, and they service what they sell. If you've had the experience of buying an appliance and finding that service means waiting on hold on a helpline, discover the Dunnett difference from pros who know what they're doing and are here to help. Visit them at 63 Washington Street, Penobscot Plaza in Bangor. Check out the website at dunnettinc.com or give them a call at 947-4572. Dunnett has done it again.
On this day, February 2nd, 1964, in response to a storm of controversy, Max Firetag, a music publisher, offers $1,000 to anyone who can find suggestive lyrics in a song he published. The reward is small change, considering that the record cost less than $50 to record and has sold millions of copies. No one won the $1,000. Here are the Kingsmen. Do you hear any suggestive lyrics when you listen to Louie Louie?